Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, RCAF USA has moved to expand their legal campaign to end the beef checkoff program. Keep in mind the current injunction against collection of checkoff funds upheld by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals earlier this spring only applies to collection of checkoff funds in Montana. But RCAF is now asking for a halt to checkoff funds in Hawaii, Indiana, Kansas, Nebraska, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, South Dakota, Texas, Vermont, and Wisconsin as well. RCAF USA CEO Bill Bullard says the checkoff program has weakened the U.S. cattle industry by helping importers capture a greater share of our domestic market. Meanwhile, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, or NCBA, says it's fully committed to the beef checkoff program and the state beef councils who carry out necessary demand-building programs on behalf of the industry. And NCBA says the attack by RCAF and its activist partners on 13 additional state beef councils is nothing more than an attempt to broaden the damage they've caused in Montana. Although NCBA is not a party to the litigation, the association's support for the beef checkoff is unwavering. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nemitz.